happy to be here today. In fact, the last 2 years I have been desiring to come here, planning many times. 3 years back I had come here. So when I saw the congregation here, I wanted to again come and meet all of you. So I am very happy that I am here today amongst you. Singapore, beautiful name, and it gives a transcendental message to us. Its name gives a very transcendental message. By the way, do you know who gave this name to this city or country? Anybody know? No. According to me, he must be some deity. Whoever gave it, it must be definitely a deity. Because this, when he gave this name, chose to give this name, probably this verse was in front of him. In Bhagavad Gita was in front of him. And especially this verse 9.14 which we read today, that must have been in front of him. The original name of Singapore is Singapura, is it? It's Singapura. That is written on the dollar. Both the names are written, Singapura and Singapore. So, if you, vislation or break this word Singapura, you can make it Sing-a-pura, right? Sing-a-pura. So what does it mean? Sing means singing, glorify, to sing. And what is glorify? A pura, that which is most pure. Right? That which is most pure, a pura. And what is most pure in this creation? Madhuram madhurebhyopi mangalebhyopi mangalam pavanam pavanebhyopi harer nameva kevalam harer nam harer nama harer nameva kevalam salau naseva naseva Nāseva gatir anyatha. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Madhuram, sweetest of all sweet things. That mangalam, the most auspicious of all auspicious things. And pavanam, the most purest of all purifying things. Is what? Hare nameva kevalam. And in Kali Yuga, there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way than to chant the name of Lord Hari. And how this, what is the formula for this, given for this Kali Yuga? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Iti Shodashanam Nam, Kali Kalmashanashanam, Nasa Paratro Paya, Sarva Vedi Vishyate. So Harinam is given in this format for the specially for this Kali Yuga. So, in Kali Yuga, there is no other shelter than the holy name. So that is why, Tadatam Kirtayanto Maam. So we have to chant this holy name, Tadatam. Always sing the holy name of the Lord Hari in the form of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. 24 hours a day, 30 days in a month, and 12 months in a year, until lifetime. And that is the message this name Singapura gives. Do you agree with me? But is it the meaning which Ashwin's father, he told me that the meaning of Singapura is Singa means lion, and Pura means it's a city of lions. Now what does it mean? All the people here are lions, each other. That devotee must be very intelligent devotee to give his name Singapura. He knew he wanted everybody to sing the holy name of the Lord and become Mahatma. And when this whole city is full of Mahatmas, devotees, a congregation of, close-knit congregation of devotees, the whole city is devotees, city of devotees, then they need to be protected. And who is the protector? Narasingha Dev. So he thought, Narasingha Dev, Narasingha Pura. So he kept that Nara silent and he called it Singapura. So there are two meanings, that sing the holy name of the Lord perpetually, all the time, Satatam Kirtayanto Maam. That's the one meaning. The second meaning is, Narasingha Dev is protecting those who sing this particular Harinam in this city. Right? The protector of the devotees. So, if you do the first, if you fulfill the first name, then the Lord will fulfill the second name of this city. Right? So, it's a very beautiful name. Of course, this Kali Yuga has taken over this city and people have forgotten the purport of this name of this city, and they have kept one lion somewhere, water coming out of that lion, and that's all. They think that is Singapura. Because of that lion, the name of this Singapura. That is in ignorance. That is called ignorance. Krishna calls that is ignorance. What is real knowledge then? The real knowledge is to know three things. What is material nature? And what is spiritual nature? And who is the source of both of these? These three things, if somebody knows, then he becomes a Mahatma. If he doesn't know this, then Krishna calls him what? Mudha. Mudha means a fool, an ass. Strong word he is using in Bhagavad Gita. Maybe the person is graduate, double graduate, or he might be a professional, IT professional, or he may be double PhD, but in the eyes of Krishna, he is a mudha, as if he doesn't know these three things. And if he does, anybody has no material qualifications, anpad they call in Hindi, illiterate, but he knows that these three things, Krishna calls him Mahatma. Mahatma anastu mahaparta daivim prakatim ashvitaha. The one who knows these three things, what he does? He takes the shelter of daivi prakati. So Krishna has got two natures, two energies. That is, one is daivi prakati, or it's called para prakati, or it's called spiritual nature. And the other is bhautik prakriti, or apara prakriti, or material nature. There are two energies are there. And the soul, that is we, the living entity, are part of spiritual energy, spiritual nature, But because we have the tendency to associate with material nature, so we are called, what is that word? Tatastha. Tatastha Shakti. So, for Lord as such, so there is no differentiation energy. Lord's energy is one. As far as Lord is concerned, there is no difference for him in spiritual energy or material energy. Both are same for him. But from our angle, there is a division. It's a spiritual energy, this is material energy. Just like those who have studied science, they know that even in material world, the energy is one. Right? Any science graduate here? Any science graduate? Yeah. So, do you agree with me? There is a material energy is one. The same energy is called potential energy. The potential energy can be converted into kinetic energy. The kinetic energy can be converted into electrical energy. Electrical energy can be converted into thermal energy. So same energy can be converted into different forms. So like that, even Krishna's energy is one, but he uses this energy for different purposes, and we call it either spiritual energy or material energy, the way Krishna uses for specific purposes. Now, to appreciate why a Mahatma takes shelter of Daivi Prakriti only, and why he engages himself in Satatam Kirtayanto Maam, to chant the glories of the Lord. Why he engages? So let's analyze why Lord created this energy, what exactly these energies are, and what is our relation with these energies and the Lord. So we'll start with definition of God. We call God, and what is the definition? So Brahma, who is the engineer of this material world, he describes, he defines the God in his Brahma Samhita. He says, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. So, Ishvara Parama. Ishvara means controller. Now, all of you are controllers in one way or the other. Right? Somebody is controller in his office, particular section. Somebody is controlling his business. Mataji is controlling their kitchen, their house. Right? You are all controllers. But above you there is one controller. Right? If there is a manager, there is a general manager above him. Above general manager, there is a vice president. Above the vice president, there is a president. There is a chairman. So like that, everyone has got a controller above them. But if you go up above, there is one person who has no controller above him. Now he is Parama Ishvara, the supreme controller. Above him there is nobody to control him. So he is God. And then Sachidananda, here he said Krishna. So why the name Krishna is given? Krishna means all attractive. Now what attracts us? What attracts us? Wealth. If somebody is wealthy, he attracts people to be after him. If Bill Gates comes here, what happens? People will go after him. Right? Because he is wealthy. Beauty. If somebody is most beautiful, people go after them. Marilyn Monroe. Aishwarya Rai. People are after beauty, strength, WWF, wrestler, there is a channel going on, people watch, strong people fighting, people are attracted by their strength. Fame, somebody is very famous, people are attracted. Knowledge, if somebody is very learned, knowledge, scholar, people are attracted to him. And renunciation, sannyasis, when sannyasis come, we go after them, right? We are attracted by their renunciation. So these are six opulences: wealth, beauty, strength, fame, knowledge, and renunciation. Now Krishna, or the God, has got all these. All of us have got these six opulences to some extent. But Krishna has got these opulences in full, 100%. We may be having some 0.001%, but Krishna has got 100%. So that's why he is Krishna, all attractive. He is the most attractive person in this creation. Then Satchidananda, Satchit Ananda, is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. Vigraha. Some religious sect, they say that God has no form, Nirakar. But Brahma says he has a form, Vigraha. He is a person. He is not formless. He is a person. Then Govindaha, there another name is given. Go means cow. The one who gives pleasure to the cows. Once in Vrindavan, when Krishna came to the age of taking the cows for herding, Mother Yashoda, out of love for Krishna, thought, oh, he is going out today. There will be so many stones and stones which will prick his lotus feet, soft lotus feet. So let me give him a pair of shoes to him. So Mother Yashoda brought one pair of shoes to Krishna and said, Kanha, you wear these shoes today, you are going out taking the cows for herding, so you take these pair of shoes. So Krishna said, no, I will not wear these. Mother said, why? Because you have to give shoes even to the cows, because the cows are also walking on the same stone. Give those cows also these shoes. Now Mother Yashoda said, what a problem, because the lakhs of cows, and each cow has got 4 legs. From where she can bring 2 lakh pair of shoes. She said, impossible, I cannot do it. It's okay, you go like this. But when the cows heard this, when this conversation was going on inside, outside the cows were hearing what is going on inside. And they heard, our Krishna loves us so much. He cares about us so much. So we should do something. And they ran into Brajabhumi, and with their strong hooves, they crushed all the stones into powder. So that when Krishna walks without his shoes, no stone should pain his leg. So they crushed all the stones into powder. Govindaha. He gives pleasure to the cows. Also Govinda means, go means our senses. So the Lord gives pleasure to our senses. There are so many sense objects. But the pleasure which is given by the Lord and his pastimes, they are the most enjoyable. There are so many films coming nowadays. How long they last? Maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and if at all, there was a Sholay picture which lasted some 2 years or 3 years. But not more than that. But Ramayana, story of Ramayana, Ram Leela and Krishna Leela, how long they are going on? Ages is going on, the same stories being sung, being heard. Anybody has got bored? Till today, nobody has got bored. Every time they hear these Ram Leelas, we feel like hearing more and more and more and more. They give, because they give pleasure to our senses. Govinda. Sarva Karana Karanam. He is the cause of all causes. He is the cause of all this creation. Anything we see is the cause is, maybe this is constructed by somebody, manufactured by somebody. But ultimately, the cause of, ultimate cause is the Lord, Krishna. So He is God. And He is existing since when? Anadis Adi. Anadi means, let us say, it's in time frame, it's much backward in the history. The time when this creation came into being. And even before this creation came into being, the Lord was present. Anadir Adi. So He is the original person. Now, this Lord is existing. Let us go back in the time frame to the time that Anadi. Before that, the Lord was there. He was alone with six opulences in full, and He was Sachidananda, fully blissful. Then what was the need to create all these things? What was the need for Him to create? He was already blissful, He was full of opulences, and He was alone. He could have enjoyed, He could have been happy. But no. Imagine yourself, you have got a big palace. A palace, say, let us say, area of this Singapore. Big house covering the area of whole Singapore. There are so many rooms, so many. And you have got full treasury, lot of dollars in your treasury. You are the most beautiful person, the most strongest person. You have all opulences with you, but you are alone. How you feel? Happy? Blissful? No. Because for the happiness, you have to have somebody else. You have to share this happiness with somebody else, another person, otherwise that happiness will not manifest. So Krishna, even though he had all the facilities to enjoy, but still he could not enjoy because he was alone. So what he did? He created his enjoying potency, his pleasure potency, in the form of Srimati Radharani. Now there are two persons. The enjoyer and the enjoyed. Now, is he happy? Can he be happy? Suppose you are alone in that big house with all opulences. You are not happy. Now you are married. Now you are two people. Are you happy? Are you happy? No. Because who will arrange for your happiness? Various activities for your enjoyment. If you want to eat some good thing, you have to grow, you have to bring them, you have to cook, and then you have to eat, wash your vessels, all this you have to do. Then where is the enjoyment? You will be doing all these things. So, even there are two, then still you are not enjoying. So Lord, even though He was enjoyer and there was enjoyed, person to be enjoyed, but still the enjoyment was not manifesting. So he created Jiva Tattvas, the servitors like us, who are supposed to arrange for his enjoyment. We'll serve him so that he can enjoy. But now, can he enjoy? You have servants. Can you enjoy? No. Because who will give instruction to those servants? Who will supervise their work? Because if you don't supervise, if you don't give them instruction, then they will do all wrong things, and then you have to break your head. Why did you do this? Why did you do that? So, there has to be some supervisor. So he created Vishnu Tattvas. So now the system was in place. There were servitors, Jiva Tattvas, who will serve the Lord under the instruction and supervision of Vishnu Tattvas. And the Lord, the enjoyer, will enjoy with the enjoyed, Radharani, the master and the mistress, and servants, and supervisors. So that was the system. So this was the spiritual world he created for his own enjoyment. Bhoktaram yajnata prasam. He is the bhokta, he is the enjoyer. But what happened? The problem started from there. There were some jiva tattvas like us who thought, why should we give enjoyment to him, the Lord? I want to enjoy myself. I will enjoy myself. Why I should serve? I want to be the enjoyer. If in a factory, if a worker starts thinking, why only manager is getting all the facilities? He is getting a car, he is getting a cabin to sit in, air conditioned cabin, and I have to work in the factory with machines. I do all the work and he enjoys. At company's expenses, he goes on vacation to Switzerland. Why I should serve him? I want to be the enjoyer. Then what company will do? They will try to separate him. Otherwise he will pollute the minds of other workers also, and there will be chaos in the company. So Krishna had to think of separating these jivas who wanted to be the enjoyers. So he created a separate energy called material energy, which appeared to be almost like spiritual energy. Everything is there which is in spiritual world, but it is not meant to be giving enjoyment to these misguided souls. So they should think that this is a place for enjoyment, but at the same time when they try to enjoy, they will not get enjoyment. And they will realize that this is not the place for our enjoyment. Our place is back home, back to Godhead, where the Lord resides. So he said, told them, if you want to be the enjoyer, I have made a special place for you. Go there, you try to enjoy, but remember that place is Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. So you realize this and come back to me. You will be happy. So, thus the jivas who came to this material world try to enjoy here, but what they got? They got repeated birth, old age, disease, death, adi atmik klesh, adi bhautik klesh, adi daivik klesh. Only miseries they got, nothing else. So they got bewildered. What happened? And majority of these souls, jivas, they thought, you know, it is inevitable. this world, suffering is inevitable. What can we do? We are weak. We have taken birth, now we can't do anything. Then they blame it on Sade Sati, Shani, Shani Dasha. Or they call, if they don't know about it, then they call it bad luck. It's simply bad luck. I don't know what is happening in my life. Live bad luck. There is one song. Samsar hai ik nadiya, sukha dukh do kinare hai, na jaane kahan jaye, ye behti jaare hai. Sukha dukh, enjoyment and misery, they are like two banks of a river. You can't escape them. So, the poet is expressing helplessness. We can't do anything. Nothing can be done. But there are some jivas, intelligent jivas, they thought, no, we don't want to be kicked by this maya, material nature. But what can I do? I am weak. I have to do something. I don't want to be kicked like this. I want to be get out of this situation, but I don't know how. There's a story of a boy, 10-year boy. It's a true story, a real life incident. This boy had no left hand. He had only right hand. So he was handicapped. He know he is weak. Even when he grows up without his left hand, he cannot achieve much in life. Can he? No. He knew that. But he didn't want to be a weakling, a cripple all his life. He said, I want to be something. I want to do something. But he did not know what to do in life. He wanted to be something in life, not to be a cripple. Not to be a weakling. One day it so happens that he goes to see a judo match with his parents. And after seeing the judo match, a strong desire comes in his heart that I want to learn judo. I will learn judo. So he expresses his desire to his parents. Now parents know that he is a handicapped person. So, they did not know who will teach him judo. But still, since he had expressed his desire, they go to a master, judo master, a well-known judo master, and go to him and say, Master, our boy, he is a 10-year-old boy, he has no left hand, but he has got strong desire to learn judo. Can you teach him? He says, yes, I will teach him. Send him to me. So the boy starts going to that master. And that master teaches him only one move. In judo, there are so many moves or tackles, whatever they call. But he is teaching him only one move. And this boy was learning 3 months, 4 months, 5 months. The boy is thinking, my master is only teaching me only one move. Probably he thinks that I cannot learn the other moves because I don't have left hand. So he goes to the master, Master, please teach me other moves also. I will also learn them. But the master says, don't tell me what to teach you. I know what to teach you. Whatever I tell you, you just do that. Okay? So the boy says, okay. So he says, you do this, and he keeps on doing the same thing. Probably you must have heard, years after years, same thing is done. The kick here, the kick there. So same move, year after year, the 2 years, 3 years pass, he's doing the same thing. And after 3 years, the master says, now you enter a tournament. The boy is surprised. Master, you have taught me only one move. How can I enter the tournament? No, you must enter the tournament. So the boy enters the tournament. First 3-4 rounds, wins very easily. Very much surprised. What happened? I know only one move, and even though I know only one move, I have won the first primary rounds. Then quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals. They became very tough for him. The opponents were very tough. But this boy had a very strong determination. I want to be something in life. I don't want to be weak in this life. So he had a very strong determination. Dhradavrataha. So he fought very valiantly. Very determinedly he fought. And because of his determination, the fight was extended for longer period. And in that period, the opponent lost his concentration for some time. And when his opponent lost his concentration, this boy used that move which he had perfected. That one move which he had perfected. And the opponents were defeated. And he became a champion. So he was surprised. What happened? What happened? I knew only one move till I became a champion. So they were going back home with a trophy in hand. So the boy asked his master, Master, please tell me what is the reason of my winning this tournament? You had taught me only one move. And knowing only one move, I have won this tournament. Please tell me what is the reason. So the master says, there are two reasons. The one reason is, he says, you have mastered the most difficult move in judo. The move I have taught you, the move you have learned, is the most difficult one. Because it is the most difficult one, the other opponents have not mastered it. They don't use it much in their practice. So because you have mastered, and it's a difficult move, that's one reason. And the second reason is, when you use this move on your opponent, the natural defense for the opponent is to hold your left hand. That's the natural defense. When this move is used, the opponent has to catch hold of your left hand to stop you from using this move. But you don't have left hand, so your opponent has got no defense, right? So all the opponents were defeated and you have won this trophy. All of us are like this boy. Huh? We are also weak. We can't fight Maya. We know this. So, but we have this determination. We don't want to take it lying down. We want to do something. Then what happened? Somebody gave us a Bhagavad Gita. Somebody invited us to a satsang program like this in this temple. Somebody gave us Krishna Prasad. And we got the mercy of Guru and Krishna. Brahmande Brahmite Kona Bhadyavana Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Abish. So, we seek Guru, a master, spiritual master, and we surrender to him. Oh master, I am weak, I can't fight Maya, please help me. And what Guru did, first thing is, he cut our left hand. He said, no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. 4 regulative principles. Cut. left hand is cut. And then he taught us only one move. And what is that move? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So only one move he taught. Chant Hare Krishna, that's all. And we started chanting. So initially, one round, two round, we started chanting. He said, very nice, peaceful. I started feeling peaceful. So, we started increasing our rounds. We came to 16 rounds. And then Maya intensified her attack. First few rounds were very easy. We subdued Maya. But then Maya became very strong. She intensified her attack. And we thought, no, suddenly, after 16 rounds, our mind is getting disturbed. We can't concentrate on this chanting. Whenever I sit for chanting, some phone call rings. Or children disturb us. Mind is disturbing, some bad thoughts are coming. Oh, from where these thoughts are coming? I was so good. How these dirty thoughts are coming in my mind? So, we get bewildered. But Guru says, no, chant Hare Krishna, go on chanting. So the Maya is trying to tries to engage us in sinful activities. What are the sinful activities? Meat eating, illicit sex, intoxication, gambling. But Guru has cut our left hand, four regulative principles, no illicit sex, no meat eating. So Maya has got no defense. So, continue chanting Hare Krishna. You want initiation? Chant Hare Krishna. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, and even 10 years. Chant Hare Krishna. You get initiation? Continue chanting Hare Krishna. You become pure devotee? Okay, continue chant Hare Krishna in ecstatic love. In bhava, ecstatic love, you chant Hare Krishna. And you go back to Godhead, there also you chant Hare Krishna. Golo Kera Premadhana, Harinam Sankirtana. You do same thing there. So only one move. Even if you become a champion, use the same move. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That's why a devotee engages in Satatam Kirtayanto Maam. Yatantascha Dhridav Vrataha. Namastantascha Maam Bhaktya. Nitya Yukta Upasate. This is the activity of Mahatma. Even though they are weak, when we do this, then we become the winners, the champions, in spite of our handicap. So, this Singapore Yatra under the leadership of His Grace Devakinandan Prabhu is a fine example of this particular verse. There are so many activities going on here in glorification of the holy name. Like you have Saturday program, you have Sunday program, there are so many meetings going on, children's program, Mataji's program, all in the glorification of the holy name. Satatam Kirtayanto Maam. And to do all these things, you don't have proper facilities. Like we have ISKCON temple facilities, but we don't have those facilities like we have in our ISKCON temple. No proper place to hold this program. No proper kitchen to cook feast. I saw yesterday and today, Hema Gopi Mataji, Yesterday she bought so many vegetables, heavy vegetables brought from market. Today cutting, cooking, only one vegetable. Like that, many Matajis have contributed to make a grand feast. I'm sorry, I'm coming in between you and the feast. But bear with me for some few more minutes. You can't do Sankirtan openly in this city, right? Government is not favorable. There are so many obstructions. But you are doing it with dhrada vrataha, with determination. We are doing it. We want to do it. Namastansascha mam bhaktya. So, even though there are so many obstacles, but you are doing these activities with devotion. Namastantascha mam bhaktya, with devotion. So that's why I can see the radiance and effulgence on your faces. That is emanating, the love of God is emanating from your faces, that happy faces. And thus, Krishna consciousness is flourishing in Singapore. When I came 3 years back, there was very small group. There was some other place, I don't know where, but there was some other place I came. There was a very small group, maybe 25-30 devotees were there. Today I see more than 100 devotees here in this hall. So, Nitya Yukta Upasati, every day it is flourishing. This yatra, Singapore yatra, is flourishing. So, we have this Bhagavad Gita, verse number 9.14, manifesting in the form of Singapore yatra under the leadership of His Grace Devaki Nandan Prabhu. So all glories to you. So I didn't come here to preach anything. I came here to take that inspiration from you, seeing your dhrada vrata, your determination. I wanted to take that inspiration from you. So I am thank you very much for giving me this opportunity, this small service. And please bless me so that I remain and I continue to progress in Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So if you have any comments or questions, I don't know how well I can answer the questions, but if I can. There are no questions, then you have a question.
Expected to be self-satisfied. So, if Krishna is self-satisfied and he is has ultimate renunciation, then how can we understand the fact that he needed others in order to enjoy the ultimate thing?
Thank you.
Always the satisfaction comes from within. But still, that satisfaction, to manifest that satisfaction, there has to be somebody else exchange between two persons. Even devotional service, you can't do it alone. You do it alone chanting, 16 rounds chanting alone, you don't meet any of the devotees, you don't come to this program, you don't do anything. You have all Bhagavatam set with you, you have got Bhagavad Gita, you have got all Prabhupada's books. You sit in your house for maybe 10 years, you do it alone and find out how much progress you can do. You can find satisfaction because everything is there. Can Hare Krishna and be happy? Can you do it? Cannot do it. Even to find this satisfaction which is inside you, to bring that satisfaction out, to manifest that satisfaction, you have to have association of devotees. We say chanting is 99% of our spiritual progress depends on our chanting. But the 1% which is devotee association and other services, that is also important, because it helps us to chant nicely and manifest that internal pleasure. So it comes from Krishna. Krishna is self-satisfied, he is fully Sachidananda. But still, to manifest that ananda, he wanted somebody. Even he was bewildered, how Radharani can enjoy taking my name, devotion to me. How she enjoys so much. He wanted to understand what she is feeling about me. So he had to come as his own devotee in the form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu to understand what is Radha Bhav. So similarly, for us also to manifest that internal self-satisfaction, we need somebody else. We have to have a devotee association. Without devotee association, we can't do it. You can read Bhagisthan Saraswati has written a big poem, Nirjan Bhajan. By Nirjan Bhajan you can't become devotee. It can, you know, fire your false ego more. You have to have a devotee association to do your... But ultimately, the pleasure or the satisfaction will come from within, not in other outside things like watching TV or drinking some intoxicating drinks. You can't get satisfaction. They are all limited or transitory. It will give for pleasure for some time, but they will give misery ultimately. So you have to search out that satisfaction which is within you, not which is outside, but at the same time with the help of Guru and with the help of devotees. Then only it will manifest. Are you satisfied with the answer? Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for bringing us back. So, my question is regarding the flow of devotees. What flow of devotees before this was actually? Krishna starts by saying that fools deride me
from this courses because of Jagdish idea. And then if he says that Mahatma Rasmama Bhaskita, but you are the person who has taken Shiddha. So, Prabhuji, as per this flow of these verses, actually, it is a more strong point about the personalist philosophy that the person, just like if you believe in person, God, or like that. But, so, it's a very hardline verses actually in that sense about personalist philosophy. But how do we have accommodations for others actually? Because if you consider this verse, then anyone who is having impersonal idea, there are some religions, forget about religious religion, but even there are some religions who don't have concept of personal God, not about Krishna only, but they don't have a concept of personal God. So, how do we have an accommodating minority about this kind of thing?
Very nice question. The absolute truth of the Supreme Lord, he can be understood in three levels. The first level is Brahman level, the effulgence from his body. When somebody sees the Brahman level, they say this is God. So because they don't see the form, they say he is formless. So that is the impersonal view of the Lord. And the second level is Paramatma level. That is, he is seated in everyone's heart as Paramatma, as a super soul in everyone's heart. So he is pervading all the creation in the form of the super soul. So, there is a second level, little higher level. So, the third level is he is a person, Bhagavan. He is a person who is having all six opulences in full. So, there are some transcendentalists, they know the Supreme Lord as the Brahman, the Brahma Jyoti. So, they know the Lord, but only to that level. Just like sun, Prabhupada used the example of sun. When you see the sun rays in your room, still you say, the sun has come inside. Has the sun come inside? No. Only sun rays have come inside. But still you say, the sun has come inside. Isn't it? So you see only the rays as the sun. But it's not fully, you are not understood fully. Then somebody sees the disk sun and they say that is the sun. But is that the sun? He is the sun, but still his understanding is not complete. Because there is sun God behind that disk, which is emanating the light, there is a sun god with all the fire chariots. There is a sun god who has got a form. He is not a disc, he is a form, he is a person. So you call that sun rays also sun, you call that disc also a sun, and you so call sun god also sun. So even though what you refer is sun only, when it calls sun rays, is the sun. When you refer to this, is the sun. But your understanding has limitation. But as you go from sunlight to sun disk, you have understood better. And from sun disk to sun god, you have understood fully. So when we understand Krishna as Brahman, in Brahman there is only Sat aspect. So that eternality is there. And in Paramatma aspect there is eternality and knowledge. And in Bhagavan aspect, in the personal aspect, there is Sat-Chit Ananda aspect. So only when you come to that level of Bhagwan level, then you can enjoy the full bliss. So that's why when we hear the leelas of the sun as a person, various pastimes of this thing, they are most enjoying. When you worship Krishna as an impersonal, nobody in front of us, he is just energy, he is a void. So it's very difficult to worship him in that form. And as a Paramatma, with all Vedic knowledge and it's very difficult to understand him. But it's very easy to understand him as a person, where through his name, through his form, through his leelas, pastimes, through his paraphernalia, nama, rupa, guna, leela. There are various forms you can understand him. That's a better understanding. So even though somebody is at the level of Brahman level, if he perfects that stage, he will be promoted to the next level, Paramatma level. And when he perfects that stage, he will further be promoted to the higher Bhagwan level. He will be promoted either in this life or in his next life. So there is nothing, if somebody is at an impersonal level, it's okay, he is also transcendentalist. If he is doing it sincerely, he will get an opportunity to go up, understand this more. So there is nothing wrong in that. But he is at, just like you are at first standard, and somebody is in SSC and somebody is in medical college, but all three want to become doctors. So who is superior? Who is superior? There's nobody is superior. One day the first one who is in first standard, he will also become a doctor. The one who is in SSC, he will also become a doctor. Right? But it will take time. Gradually he has to graduate himself. He has to go various steps. Then he will become a doctor. So like that, devotees, there are transcendentalists, there are different levels, but they slowly go up, understand more, and Krishna will give, if the sincerity in heart is there, Krishna will give that knowledge and that opportunity to understand him fully in Bhagwan aspect. Any other question? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.